One snap, one drive, one team could make the history books. And for 50 years, WHJE has been the voice of the Greyhounds. This is your team. This is your time. This is your legacy. Carmel football starts now.
The biggest game called for the biggest stages, and tonight is no exception. The Carmel Greyhounds will meet the Lawrence Central Bears on neutral ground in a clash of Mick rivals. But this is no ordinary venue. From the beautiful Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, WHJE Radio brings you this production of Carmel Varsity Football. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jesse Smith with your play-by-play tonight, alongside my good friend John Perkins. And John, first off, how are you doing this evening?
Well, Jesse, I'm fantastic. What a way to start off an amazing ballgame, folks. I am so excited to be here with WHJE Radio at the age of 18 years old, broadcasting live to our listeners at home. We welcome you to this broadcast. Jesse, take it away for us.
And this game coming in, a clash of the number one team ranked in the state, the Lawrence Central Bears, versus the number eight Carmel Greyhounds, who are coming off a pair of two rough losses. John, what do you have on those?
Well, both of these losses have been almost that confidence test for the Greyhounds. You know, coming off of a pretty good season last year, a lot was expected from both sides of the ball. And we talk about senior leader John Lampe. John Lampe first came out against Arsenal Tech having a very rough game. We started to see scary signs of maybe a rough season ahead, but man, he turned it around with Trinity when Trinity of Louisville came up and played the Greyhounds. 13 for 18 with one passing touchdown to Thomas Baldwin. And it was a beautiful pass to the corner of the end zone, a 21-yard touchdown pass to end a four-play, 67-yard scoring drive with 15 seconds left in the game. But sadly, Jesse, that finalized this score at 35 to Trinity's 42 points. And then coming off of last game, Lampe came out again throwing pretty hot. He started the game for the first time, 15 for 21 with two passing touchdowns, had 226 passing yards. Again, another massive touchdown, 75 yards to Austin Roberts. We're starting to see him get a little warmed up. And so maybe we're starting to see signs of this offense to bring some life to this team, Jesse.
And, you know, to go on the other side of the offense, you also have the rushing attack, and that was led by the junior Chris Perkins and another junior who was playing quarterback at the time, Isaac James. Isaac James had 78 yards while Chris Perkins had 72, bringing a very balanced attack to the Carmel offense and kept them in the game for the most part. But then you go to the other side with center Grove, and really rushing was the name of the game for both sides last game. Combined 487 yards between the two teams on the ground, and center Grove was led by Max Norris. He led that charge with 216 yards and three touchdowns, two of those touchdowns being of 90 yards or more.
Well, and see, the thing was with Max Norris, really the game was won because of him. Folks, if you didn't get the chance to tune into the game, it was a phenomenal game going back and forth. Both offenses played extremely well, but the problem was the defense on a few minor calls. And this being the game that Max Norris really opened it up for everybody. And the fact that, again, folks, two rushes for over 90 yards, and it looked like he was going down. I mean, I remember sitting up there in the booth. We were both calling the game, and it was almost like Max Norris, you know, nice little 10-yard run, and then out of nowhere, he's bouncing off of tackles right and left. Nice juke moves here and there, and he's off to the races. And soon up, that's two scores there that the Greyhounds have to try to come out of.
And you talk about the defense there transitioning into this game tonight. And really the main headline of the defense going into tonight's game is the absence of the nose guard, Vic Rowe.
Again, like you said, okay, Vic Rowe, a massive presence here for this team. He's not going to be starting nose guard for that defense. Andrew Ten is actually a senior. He played at Clay Middle School back in the day. I got to partake in some of those football shenanigans with him. Had a great time together. Really a talented player, and now he's got to step up and really defend one of the most critical positions on one of the weakest parts of that Carmel defense, which is that defensive line. Now, granted, if we want to talk about some great parts of it, we're going to go to that linebacking core where the three senior leaders, Sam Story, Mitch Lindgren, Ryan Sondels, have just performed marvelously for the past two games now, folks. They have been the defensive leaders on that team, Jesse.
And, you know, it's no secret that you look right at the top of the performance charts, and you mentioned the three names, Ryan Sondles, Sam Story, and Mitch Lindgren, lead in points. That's a combination of tackles and assists, with Lindgren actually leading the team in tackles, tied with Mitch Davis with 14 on the season. So, you know...
Well, and excuse me, Jesse, that's on the game. That was last game. He had 14 tackles, and I mean... That speaks enough in itself right there. 14 tackles, and that's coming from the secondary with Mitch Davis right there. Give us a little bit more about this problem with the secondary we've been seeing a little bit here.
And you mentioned, you know, we've been talking about those two 90-yard rushes there by Max Norris, and we saw numerous times on numerous occasions last game where the running back was able to sneak into the secondary, and the secondaries are having to make, you know, touchdown-saving tackles. We saw Luke Parker even come up with a couple of those last week to shave points off of Center Grove there of their offense. So the secondary has been doing a great job blocking down when they need to, but the concern is it should never get to that point.
Exactly. Okay, folks, we're going to slow it down here for a little bit. Let's go ahead and give you a little more information on this marvelous coaching staff of the Carmel Greyhounds. We want to start out with head coach Kevin Wright. Hey, he's entering his 21st season of head coaching. He's got an incredible winning percentage, 165 wins to only 59 losses. Now, Coach Wright's got some cool history. He actually went to Western Kentucky University back in the day for college. His father coached there for a while. His father's now at Sheridan. He played football at Western Kentucky, and kind of a cool personal connection here. He was actually on the floor, the dormitory, where my dad was the RA. And so my dad got to get to know Coach Wright a little bit. And it's kind of cool to be able to now see him coaching. Actually, my little brother's on the team. And it's just been cool to see this whole, almost that circle of life mentality come back around. So Kevin Wright, a very fantastic coach. You know, I know you talked to him again, and you have that weekly interview with him. Give us a little bit more about what he said about this game.
He said definitely he respects Lawrence Central, you know, beyond measure, saying that this was one of the best defenses, if not the best defense, that he's ever had to coach against. And it just goes to speak to the volumes of preparation that these guys know, just how much of the team that Coach Wright actually knows. And getting to talk to him about some of the personnel, I got to talk to him about some of the unsung heroes of the group, like Noah Burks, who has made a name for himself on the special teams. Absolutely incredible. He really knows this team inside and out.
And, folks, we're going to hear now the, of course, the national anthem in honor of our country. So we're going to send it over to this real fast.
The action, the sound, the pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this edition of WHJE Varsity Football here on the Edge. I'm sorry, I'm going to go ahead and apologize for that muffled sound, but you can hear the beautiful sound of a children's choir down there. And right now, two of the captains are being honored here. Of course, Vic Rowe, number 97. Now, we did get reports here that Vic Rowe was not going to be playing the nose guard position, and Andrew Tin was going to be. So we're still here. Now we're seeing him come out. And then, of course, the other captain is Brandon Connor, number 56. Hey, he's a center, or excuse me, a senior offensive lineman. And so obviously two senior leaders here now representing their teams. We're going to see, of course, the four wide captains come meet in the midfield here on that horseshoe, and it is so beautiful to see, folks.
And going back to something we were talking about during pregame, I think we need to start highlighting who we think the players of the game are going to be and who's going to have to step up. And mine is going to be a guy who really played his heart out last game in Austin Roberts. For the last 2 weeks, he has come up with huge plays on both the offensive and special team side. Of course, the special teams, he had a 95-yard kickoff return against the Trinity Shamrocks to bring that game back within one possession. Absolutely incredible timing on his part. And then last game on the receiving end, finally coming alive there with 10 receptions, 158 yards, with a 75-yard touchdown pass that you mentioned earlier. And that one was really kind of on a slant route over the middle. He ran 5 yards. Lampy kind of dumped that one off to him, and he did the rest of the work down the left sideline.
I think NC Roberts is just going to be one of those guys that they're also going to have to hit, too. I mean, of course, being a D1 recruit, you'd expect that he would get the ball almost all of the time, but in fact, he really hasn't. And in the Trinity game himself, Roberts already only saw one pass to him, and that was only for 2 yards. And, of course, then the 95-yard touchdown return, which put some nice stats on his name for him. But then transitioning, last week he played much better. John Lampy was able to find him much more, again, like you talked about, with that nice touchdown there in the middle. And Austin Roberts really made that one happen. But he had 10 receptions for a total of 158 yards. Again, he led the team in receiving. Senior leader, fantastic player. You're also going to want to watch out here for Jason Baldridge. Had a fantastic game against Trinity. Now, he didn't play much last game, but it will be interesting to see if they bring him out almost as that slot guy. They like to throw that screen to him off on the right or left side there.
And, you know, when you have a defense like Lawrence Central, who is so good at stopping the run, you really need to establish your passing game and your aerial attack. And when you have four receivers that you do with as good as hands, you have Roberts, you also have another senior in Thomas Baldwin, another senior in Jason Baldridge, and throw in Colin Pearson in the mix. He has a couple catches. That four wide set can be very dangerous.
All righty, folks. It looks like we're getting all set here for the kickoff. Lawrence Central is going to receive, and this will be Adam Kramer here. Kramer's done a nice job on the season. He's had a few blunders, but folks, we're getting ready. This is varsity football here between number one, Lawrence Central, and number nine, the Carmel Greyhounds.
And back deep to receive for the Lawrence Central Bears will be number 14, Will King. And we are away. This one is a booming kick. Going to be right near the goal line, and that one is going to be in the end zone for the automatic touchback. So Kramer is going to start Lawrence Central at their own 20-yard line. So let's see what this offense can do. Number 12, Tyler Redfern, will be coming out. We've seen him most of the season play that quarterback position. But this read option offense, they like to spread the ball around. They like to work the entire field. They've been quite efficient on the ground.
Well, and Tyler Redfern comes in here as a senior leader. But, folks, get this. 5'10", only 155 pounds. He's a small guy. Now, bear in mind, he doesn't have a very strong arm, but he's got a lot of velocity on that ball. Look for him to find some quick screens here and there, maybe a slant now and then.
And it looks like they're going to come out in the I formation with two out to his left, and that will be number 28, Mark Wilson, in the backfield. He's going to get the handoff. He's going to be wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage by Ryan Simels and Andrew Tin. Leading that charge, he's going to lose about a yard on the play.
And the guy we talked about, we were wondering if he would come up big, already has. Andrew Tin now. More of the Greyhounds taking over Vic Rowe in that spot. Did a nice job coming off the ball, and the offensive line just broke down there, Jesse.
And it will set up a second and 11 from their own 19 on the left hash this time. 11:33 remaining in the first quarter, just underway, and this time they're going to spread out this offense, going three wide shotgun. Again, that is Redfern at the quarterback position. Wilson is out to his right. He rolls out to his right. He's looking to pass this time, looking deep down the right side, and that one is going to be incomplete. Just sailing over the head there of Jarrett Montgomery, number 20. So already in a third and 11 situation, when you have a team that is a read option offense, what kind of play are you going to run in this situation?
We've got a third down and long. I'd honestly like to see Redfern maybe air it out a little bit. he completed a few passes there. Really, all he's got to get it to is one of his bigs out on the right and left side there wide, and they can do most of the work, kind of like Austin Roberts.
Four wide set. He's going to give that one up the middle again to Wilson. He's going absolutely nowhere. Met at the line of scrimmage by Sean Stetson on the defensive line. That's number 93 of the Carmel Greyhounds, and that is going to be a quick three and out.
And so Sean Stetson, another small guy, hey, he's only 5'6", 163, comes up big for the Greyhounds, forcing now, looks like a fourth, and very long here. And Lawrence Central is going to be forced almost into the backfield, almost into the end zone, excuse me. And Carmel's going to go with that two-man receiving core here.
And it will be Nash Griffin will be the punter. He's a sophomore. He boots that one away close to midfield. And that one is going to be taken in there by Thomas Baldwin. He'll be wrapped up right at the 45-yard line. But Carmel, nonetheless, will start with great field position in Bear territory.
And a great tackle there by number four, Brandon Lee. Hey, he's a linebacker. Look for him to come out now this drive. He's a senior leader on that team, 6'3", 190, so he's a big guy. And, hey, another solid linebacking core comes out for Lawrence Central here. They've got their hands full with Isaac James, who's going to come out and start. He had a great game rushing. Look for him to maybe take the lead quickly here.
And for the first time this season, he will line up under center instead of the pistol formation. He's going to hand that one off to Shakir Pascal, number five, up through the left tackle. He's going to run out of bounds for a gain of 10 yards and a very rare under center snap there by the quarterback, Isaac James.
And a good start for Shakir Pascal. Not something we're used to seeing. He didn't normally break tackles. He only had four rushing attempts for 17 yards last game. Let's see what he can do here.
Two wide set. They have two tight ends as well. Pascal still in the backfield. They put a man in motion. That's Jay Kerr. This time James is going to keep it off the left side. Spinning around, he's going to be brought down near the 30-yard line for about a gain of four.
And I like how the Greyhounds are kind of speeding up the process here. A very quick pace. They were able to have a nice two-minute drill at the end of last game against Center Grove. Maybe they got some wheels turning up there in the old coaching booth.
And this new-look offense is going to come right back out with this two tight end set. Looking like the single back formation, they are too wide. They split the difference with James in the backfield. They put a man in motion. This time he's going to give that one back up the middle to the tailback. That is Pascal once again still moving those legs all the way to the 22, possibly for a first down. So depending on the spot here, Pascal has gotten all the carries so far except on that keeper from James. We have not seen Chris Perkins yet. They're going to speed this one up. No huddle, same formation from the 22-yard line. It is a first and 10. Put a man in motion, a lot of movement, and that might be a false start there against the Carmel Greyhounds, depending on who jumped first, waiting on the official call. It's going to be a neutral zone infraction, actually, against Lawrence Central. So that's going to move the Carmel Greyhounds up five more yards to the 17. So inside the red zone now for a first and five.
So, again, the penalty game is something that gets teams in a lot of trouble early. Carmel's sadly had a pretty rough history this season with it already. Had some nice passes taken away by almost three or four holding calls.
Speaking of passes, Isaac James is only attempted once so far this year, as he's going to keep this one off the right tackle. James off the option is going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be brought down again by number four, Brandon Lee, who you mentioned earlier, the linebacker.
And again, talking about him, Brandon Lee had a nice tackle there on that punt return. And like we said, we haven't seen too much of him yet, but that's kind of been the name of the game already. A lot of guys who normally don't get a lot of playing time or don't come up big, Isaac James, Shakir Pascal, and now, of course, Brandon Lee.
Single back formation, two wide set. They put a man in motion. That's her. And this time James is going to try to keep this one right up the middle. He's going to gain a couple yards, setting up a third and manageable. So still inside the red zone, trying to pick up that first down. We have not seen John Lampe, the senior quarterback, yet. It has been all Isaac James on this first drive. 8:26 remaining in the first quarter. Still no score. They're going to come out same formation. Pascal remains in the backfield as he has this entire game, almost in a fullback position. Putting a man in motion, almost getting to jump off sides. It looks like they just might have gotten the first down off of another penalty. And that will be the call, neutral zone infraction. That movement and the hard count there by Isaac James will give them the first down after the five-yard penalty. And this will be an and goal situation from the nine-yard line. So the Carmel Greyhounds on the move right now on their first offensive drive of the game. Will be James going back under center. Two tight ends set too wide. They split the difference. Pascal in the backfield. From the middle of the field, he is going to give that one off to Pascal up the middle. He's going to be stuffed there at the line of scrimmage. That one, a great play there by number 34, Darren Kirkland, who has an interception on the air.
So again, for the Greyhounds, they like to run the ball up the middle. We've seen that a lot, but sadly not much success up the middle there on those almost fullback draws there.
Second and goal from the 8-yard line. They put her in motion once again. This time James is going to try to keep it, but he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage, and that one is going to be a sack there by number 57, Carlton Stovall, the junior defensive end for Lawrence Central. So that's going to be setting up a third and 11 here. And goal situation, same formation coming up for Isaac James. Still has not attempted to pass, all running plays so far. Putting that man in motion into the backfield. Doesn't get anyone to bite on that one. James looking towards the sideline. Going back under center now. 7 minutes and counting left in the first quarter. Moving around in the backfield, he loses the snap. He's going to have to jump on top of that one to see if Carmel is going to get possession back, and it looks like they will. Isaac James, a little bit of trouble on the handoff.
And so now it looks like we're going to see Adam Kramer come out here for his first field goal attempt of the entire year. Granted, he's missed a few point afters, but let's see if he can get a good start. Now he's lining himself up. So if he can tack on 3 points, a modest scoring drive for the Greyhounds, but they do get on the board.
Will be close to a 30-yard attempt here for Kramer. So no gimme kick here. This one is up on its way, and that one is going to be splitting the uprights, and the Carmel Greyhounds take a 3-0 lead.
So the first field goal by Adam Kramer is good. A nice scoring drive there by the Greyhounds. I like how they were able to get something going for the first time ever. It seems like normally when they come out, they really struggle. But Lawrence Central has shown a little bit of vulnerability now on that defensive side of the ball. We really thought they were going to bring some pressure there from that linebacking core. We talked about guys like Brandon Lee, but also from that defensive line, Jesse. You mentioned it on the way here when we were doing our prep. You said, you know, I think the battle is going to come down to that offensive line versus that defensive line. But, man, you got to give credit to Isaac James. He has sure moved the ball nicely upfield in this first scoring drive.
And that was definitely a new-look offense there for the Carmel Greyhounds. We haven't seen either of the quarterbacks line up under center for any play at all throughout this season. And dating back to last season, I don't think we saw one there either. So when you consider the new-look offense coming out with two tight ends, which is also rare, we're seeing Jay Kerr come in for the first time. Very athletic kid. He's 6'5". Incredible, as Kramer is going to be kicking this one away. That one is in the area. Looks like King is going to take that one at the 2-yard line. Has some room to run up the middle, and he's going to be gobbled up there at the 20-yard line. The charge led by Luke Parker coming up with a big hit.
So big guy here, Will King. You got to watch out for him, number 14 on the return. He's only a junior, but his attributes are just incredible. 5'4", 150 pounds. Fantastic wide receiver. Now, that doesn't match up to his counterpart, Kenny Jones, number 5. Another receiver, but hey, he's 6'3", 190 pounds. And so quite the difference now for this offense, a very small offense, if you pardon me, going to come out here and try it again. Shut down big time on their first drive out by that Greyhound defense.
Shotgun formation, 4 wide set. They split the difference as Redford drops back going forward. The little floater pass over there, that is complete. He has his man. That is number 81, Glenn Calvin. First time we've called his name, but he is a 6'6", 212 pound junior wide receiver. So his first catch of the game, and that's going to be a gain of 9 yards. So second and one coming up from their own 29-yard line. 5:44 remaining in the first quarter. Carmel leads 3-0 as Redfern is going to come back in the 4-wide set. This time 3 to his left. He still has Wilson in the backfield. A quick screen pass over towards the left side. He's going to be brought down by Ryan Sondels. The catch was made there by number 84, Devin Glass. So that will move the chains there. Stop the clock at 5:31 left in the first. A little bit of a break time here for the offense as he is looking over towards the sidelines. Let's see what formation they come out. They have not had the same formation on any two plays. Granted, it is still early in the game, but from their own 34-yard line off that left hash, they're going to go trips over towards that right side with Wilson still in the backfield. Takes the snap. He's going to hand that one. He's actually going to keep that one up the middle at the 35-yard line. He's going to be met there by the linebacking crew, and Wade Murdoch was going to make the tackle, number 58.
Jesse, I like that point you said about the formations. That's something that we're going to have a big difference between both teams. Carmel runs a very predictable offensive set, whereas we've seen from Lawrence Central, they really mix it up and keep a defense on their toes.
4:45 and counting. Clock ticking away here on the second possession for the Bears of Lawrence Central. They come back out, four wide set, three to his right. He's looking to pass, bobbles that one, still rolling out with all that speed, finds a man over the middle, and he is going, that is Glass once again with a nice reception. They've gone to him twice on big plays. He's going to be close to the first down marker, and that will move the chains once again for the Bears. Nice strike there from Redford over the middle, across his body throw as he was under pressure. The blitz was coming from the Hounds. So first and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Now they're starting to move a little bit. They have a new tailback. That is Terrell Williamson, number 23. He's going to get this one up the middle. He's going to get a minimal gain of about 2 yards. Nice play there by Sean Stetson. This will be a second and 8 from the 47-yard line. Going with a no-huddle offense, Redfern. Trying to catch his defense off guard. He takes the snap, dropping back, looking to pass towards the left side. Can't find Glass, and that one falls incomplete. We've really seen both of these teams coming out no-huddle offense, very fast tempo, trying to keep that defense on their toes and wear them down early in this game.
And it makes it very hard for any defense to be able to come back and regroup. And you see the substitutions now. Carmel's just trying to get guys off.
Same formation. We are going to have a whistle right now. Penalty marker thrown on the far side of the field. It looks like that one is going to be a false start against Lawrence Central. That one is going to back him up here, so it will be a third and even longer now. Third and 13 is the official call right now. Let's see. Passing situation here for Redfern, but he has converted quite well and has been efficient in the pass game. It looks like we're going to have another penalty marker here. Quite a few from both of these teams early on. And it will be another false start against Lawrence Central. And it will be from their own 37 now. It will be a third and 18 situation with 3:48 remaining. Again, Carmel Greyhounds took the lead on their first possession, 3-0, thanks to a 30-yard field goal from Adam Kramer.
And so that's where two penalties, folks, have already killed Lawrence Central's drive now. That was a fantastic. They were really starting to move the ball upfield. We were even talking about it between us that this fast tempo ball game is, it's ball game we all like to see as fans. I think we like to see the teams move it upfield. A lot of times in high school ball, it's easy to kind of get lackadaisical, take your time, work that clock. But they're doing a good job right now of really getting out at it. Again, 3:48 remaining in this first quarter. Again, Carmel's taking a lead 3-0 off of an Adam Kramer field goal. But again, these penalties, two false starts consecutive, have now landed LC at a third and 18.
And that's where we will be when we reset right now. Redfern comes out in a four wide set. They split the difference from his own 37-yard line. Takes the snap, drops back. Wilson with a nice block there in the backfield. Gets it to his man, and the reception is made by Will King. But he takes a big shot at the sideline. Let's see. Will be a 4th and 9 situation. Let's see if they decide to keep this offense out there. No indicator of where that punting team is. It looks like we might have a foul against the Carmel Greyhounds. See how much that will move them up. Or a possible automatic first down situation. They're moving up quite a few yards right now, and looks like that is a personal foul, 15 yards. Which would have been a 4th and 9 situation, what is now a 1st and 10 in the Greyhound territory. So a 3:42 remaining in the first quarter. Carmel still leads 3-0. From the left hash 39 of Carmel, he takes the snap, gives that one off to Williamson up the middle. He cuts back across the field, and he's going to have a gain of about 5 yards. Setting up about a 2nd and 5 from the Carmel 35-yard line, and no huddle. A lot of Carmel players having to really hustle off the field, especially on this drive. Four wide set for Redfern. He drops back, looking over towards the right side, and a nice catch there is made by number 80, Holmes, the senior 6'3 wide receiver. And that's going to set up about a 3rd and 4.
So again, folks, 3:09 remaining in this first quarter. It's been a great game so far. 3-0 in favor of the Greyhounds. Again, off of that Adam Kramer field goal. Big third down here now for Lawrence Central.
Four wide set from the 33. He has three out to his left. Gives that one off. And that one is going to be just wide for his wide receiver, Kenny Jones. And that's going to be a fourth and four as that one falls incomplete.
Just a tough way to go out here. Let's see if the offense stays on the field. It looks like they're going to here. Go for it. I like the call. See, they're just under here, the 35-yard line. If they convert on this fourth down, they have the potential to go up now. Even tie the ball game at very minimum because they get in field goal position here.
2:49 remaining in the first quarter. First fourth down play, and that is a reception there by King. It's going to be close, and he is not going to have enough on the first down. That will be a turnover on downs, and the Carmel defense holds up.
And a great job by Carmel to stop a drive that really had some momentum going. Again, it was almost destroyed by some penalties, but LC able to regain it, get some things going, complete some nice passes here and there. The Greyhound defense coming out strong again. They've done such a good job of really backing up that offense. The offense has really struggled this year, just trying to get something going. And really the only complaint you have about that defense is just some big play mishaps. But all in all, they've come out very hot now. Again, 2:43 remaining in the first quarter. 3-0. And now we're going to see, looks like Isaac James come out again. He's going to come in the pistol formation, two to his right and left. Take it away, Jesse.
And that pistol formation, as you mentioned, from their own 31-yard line, he's going to attempt a pass, and it looks over, and he finds Baldridge for a nice reception, but he's only going to get a couple yards, setting up a second and eight. But nonetheless, that is a first completion of the season for the quarterback, Isaac James. So this time, from the 32-yard line, same formation, pistol formation. Looks like that is Perkins in the backfield as the first time we have seen him so far tonight. Going back to that traditional pistol that we are so accustomed to seeing from the Carmel Greyhounds. Putting a man in motion, that is Herr. He's going to keep this one, pitch that one over to Jake Herr, and he's going to be brought down. We're about to gain a 4 yards, so the tight end Herr is going to come up with a carry right there off the option. So it will be about a 3rd and 6 coming up for the Carmel Greyhounds. Still 3-0, 1:45 remaining in the first quarter. Lining up in that pistol formation, they split the difference once again. Austin Roberts lined up in the slot this time. He drops back. He's looking over in the area of Roberts, and he's going to reach for that first down marker. It's going to be close depending on the spot. It's going to be awfully close to that first down. Needed to get to the 41-yard line, and it looks like he's going to come up just short to set up a 4th and inches.
So, Jesse, you're in this position now, 4th and inches. You're only on about the 40-yard line. You've got a lot of ground territory to go. What would you do in this position now?
I think when you have a read-option quarterback like Isaac James, the options are almost endless. And you have Shakir Pascal in the backfield right now communicating with James. They are on the field right now. They put a man in motion. As that man stops, James looks back over towards the sideline. It looks like we are going to get a timeout by the Carmel Greyhounds, making sure everybody is on the same page.
For 50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am John Perkins alongside Jesse Smith. If you're just joining us, you've tuned into a great broadcast, folks. 3-0. It's been tied. 50 seconds remaining in this first quarter. We got some quick updates for you. Ben Davis has 7 to Warren Central's 24. So Central coming out big here. They did play in this Carmel Classic last year. And then again, folks, big news for mid-conference kids. Center Grove 4-0. So coming out hot here. Center Grove coming out to a nice lead. Big mid-conference rivalry.
And now we will come back to a 4th and 1 situation with 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Carmel with a 3-0 lead. And James is going to try to scramble and get that first down. It looks like he's going to dive across it. he might just have enough. According to the spot, it looks like he does, and a chain gain will move along. First down for the Carmel Greyhounds.
Gave him a very, very generous ball spot there. Of course, the crowd not reacting nicely, but hey, that's why they're doing the job, and I'm up here in the booth. They've done a great job tonight, so Isaac James gets his second shot here.
They're going to come out with that two tight end set. They put Perkins in motion this time. They both have both Perkins and Pascal. And again, this formation, unlike anything we've seen so far this year, as it looks like Perkins and Austin Roberts are lined up as the tight ends in this formation. This time they put Roberts. He's going to take the pitch this time off the left side, down the left sideline, and he's going to run out of bounds there for about a gain of five.
And Jesse, I just love this, and I'm getting excited in my chair just thinking about it. I have been raving and just hoping that these Carmel Greyhounds would do something complex, and they even highlighted that on the keys to victory, and they have done that tonight. I love the complexity, introducing new formations.
Same formation, two wide set. They put Perkins in motion this time into the backfield. Now he's going to go back and reset as the tight end. With 16 seconds remaining here in the first quarter, Carmel still leading 3-0, a second and six situation from their own 46-yard line. Putting him into motion once again. James rolling out under pressure. He's going to take a big shot. Is able to hold on to the ball there. But a big sack there by number 57, Carton Stovall. We called his name twice tonight on big stops. And that is going to take us to the end of the first quarter. But Carmel coming out with the lead, 3-0. And when we come back, it will be a third and 11. We'll see if we see John Lampe for the first time tonight.